All right, good morning. Love does win. Yes. Every time. And we feel it in the air, we feel it in here, and everywhere we go, we elude love. Don't love oozes from us. I love that word. When used in the proper perspective. So, good morning, everybody. How are you? All right, can I get an amen to the service so far? All right. You know what? When I first came into Unity, I didn't hear too much about amen, except, you know, when we would pray, then we'd say amen and after certain things. But the church I came from, the Baptist church that I came from, oh, man, you heard amen the whole service. And I loved that. And I kind of missed that when I came to Unity. But then I learned that there's deeper meanings. There's deeper teachings. And as I begin to learn these deeper meanings and church teachings, you know what? I say amen all the time in a lesson, in a sermon, in a class. I may not do it audibly, but I do it. And when you get deeper into what it means to attach that word to something. So first I want to start with, just in case no one told you today, you look beautiful. Wow, beams of light shining, feeding me energy, and I love that energy I'm feeling in the air. I want to start by talking just a second about last week's message. Last week we had an affirmation, and that affirmation was, my understanding of truth deepens and directs my life. That affirmation has been resonating with me all week. My understanding of truth deepens and directs my life. In Proverbs 4 and 7, it reads, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. You know, I can tell you a lot of things here on a Sunday and in classes, but in telling you, I want you to go research, go check it out, go practice it. When I first came into Unity, everything I heard, I thought, oh man, how could that be true? And I go practice it. The laws of prosperity, giving and receiving. I started giving more, not only of myself, but of my substance. And before long, I began to find out that in giving, I was receiving the finest things in life. Now, I know you think that may mean material things. Nah, we've elevated in consciousness to know that that's not what I'm standing here talking about today. What I'm talking about, my life has taken a turn and it's rich in spirit. And that comes not only from, excuse me, a little frog trying to keep me from saying what I got to say this morning, but I got to get it out. Wisdom coupled with understanding. And now, that understanding has to be that things are going to happen. Things are going to evolve around you. Sometimes gently, sometimes in a big whirlwind that almost knocks the breath out of you. But as these things happen, we have what we can stand on and make it through those experiences, right? And what is that? The truth. And what is the truth? What's the truth? I'm a child of God. And if I stand in that power, what I need is going to be given to me to just march through that storm. Amen? And when I march through that storm and come out on the other side, you know what? Some of you may be watching me. And you'll say to yourself, oh, there must be something to that. I'm going to put it on and try it for size. So, sometimes we're not aware of the words we speak, do we? I used to just talk, say anything, but whatever came up in here in the intellect, just spilled out. Sometimes that was hurtful, but sometimes it was full of love and full of understanding and full of compassion and full of empathy. You know, today I'm going to share with you some thoughts on that common word that we use so often. And I know in conversation you've probably used it. But watch going forth how you use it. And that word is amen or amen, however you want to say it. I said amen one day and someone said, that's amen. I looked it up. It could go both ways. So I'm from up north, Indiana, and we put the long vowel on the consonants like amen and all the other things people tell me. What? So anyway, I think I can speak for all of us that we want to be knowledgeably aware, which is one of the definitions of understanding, to be knowledgeably aware of the character or nature of the words that we speak so that we can take care how we use them and how we co-sign what other people tell us. Because we know our word, what? It goes forth, gathers energy, and it can bring it back to us, can't it? That's how we manifest. We speak the word and let the word go forth and gather the energy it needs to draw to us what our hearts are desiring or what we're speaking. So I don't know about you, but who else is striving to live a Christ life? Anybody else in here? Okay, good. That is a life of spirit. That is a life of love. That is a life of peace. And if there's anything you're harboring in your heart or your mind, unlike love, peace, understanding, compassion, then we got work to do. So we'll roll up our sleeves here today. Now, often we hear the word amen uttered after a prayer or a hymn. We've heard a couple of times here this morning after our unity affirmation. I said it when I came up here. We use it lightly sometimes in conversation. Take care what you're amening, you know? I've had people come up to me and say, oh, this weather is so hot and miserable. It's unbearable. And, you know, in my old life, I'd say amen. But do we want to amen something like that? No. Because what's that doing? That's saying, oh, I agree with you. That's right. And I don't want to co-sign that. So anyway, we use amen is a word we use when we are in agreement with something. In the scriptures, Revelations 22 and 21, the last passage of the King James Version of the Bible reads, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Now, it doesn't say be with some of you or be with those who are following this religion or those who are following this. It says with all. I don't know about you, but that says something to me. That says none of us are any different from one another. We are one in the Christ Spirit. And that Spirit is taught by Jesus Christ, our way shower. We are one. So let's talk a little bit about this word. Amen. There's power in the word amen. What are we really saying when we say amen? Well, I looked at several sources and meanings, and all the meanings kind of come together. So one definition says amen means so be it. And that it's used after creeds or formal statements. It's spoken to express ratification or agreement. It means it is so, so it is. Amen is derived from the Hebrew amen or amen, which means certainty and truth. That throws a whole new light on saying amen, doesn't it? What are you agreeing to? What are you affirming? I always like to think of it as, what am I co-signing? What am I buying into? Another definition I found is that it means truly, an exclamation of acknowledging the genuineness of a statement, petition, benediction, or doxology. You're acknowledging the genuineness of what someone is saying. You're saying it is so. So we take care in what we attach our amen to. Amen? I looked up some, it says in Ecclesiastics, the Greek amen or amen, and Hebrew means truth. It means truth, an expression of agreement. So whether you pronounce it with a long A or a soft A, it is a word that is used regularly among us. But do we know what we're attaching it to? Because we're calling that into manifestation or into being. When we say amen, we claim that it is true, that the activity of spirit gets busy in us. God has given us some tools right within us, and we activate them with the words we say. When we learn to say amen to the right things using wisdom and understanding, your blessings will be unmeasurable. You'll know what to do in any circumstances, and you'll do it. And you will know the truth, and that truth, what? Sets us free. You know, people always ask me, well, what is truth? Truth is that which is of God, that which is of spirit, that which is the common good of all. that which is our inherent right. I have a right to be free, but how do I keep myself in bondage? I keep myself in bondage by agreeing and attaching my amen to things that aren't conducive to my spiritual growth. And that's what I'm all about here, is my spiritual growth. So, got hot up here. All right. Yeah, amen. Not unbearably, it's just a little warm. Okay, so let's see if I can get some amens this morning from the church. What's the church? The church is us, right? It's not this building. It's the people coming together in a oneness. And in preparing this, I thought, there are some things that we want to say amen to, but do we understand those things? You know, we got to get a deep spiritual understanding of things. So, our five basic principles in unity, what we believe, what we base what we believe on. The first one, I know some of you know this, there's only, but it's said so many different ways. But in essence, there's only one presence and what? Active in the universe and in our lives. There's not God and. So many of us were brought up to watch out because something out there was going to do things to us or not do things to us. But God is a presence, a power, an energy. And when we come to the spiritual understanding that that energy is in us, we have the tool to move through life, to move through the appearances that may get in our way. There's no other enduring power. Everything else falls to the wayside, but the one presence, the one power, always unchangeable. Unchangeable. But we got to get an understanding of that, don't we? Because things happen out here. We read it in the news all the time. But does those things really have power over us when we sit and think we're spiritual beings first and foremost? Secondary is living this human life. So, no condition, no place, no thing ever exceeds the presence or the power of God. No condition, no place, no thing ever exceeds the presence and the power of God. Can I get amen? Amen. All right. Think about that. Now, don't just say amen because I'm asking for one. I want you to think about that. What are you attaching to? The second thing is our essence or our being is of God. Therefore, we are inherently good. This God essence was fully expressed in Jesus Christ. Now, this isn't to say there's not those out there that may be acting from an ignorance of this, of who they truly are, that their essence is of God. But the thing is, one presence, one power, and that's in us. We are it. on this earth plane. So, we're part of the whole, therefore, we have the attributes of that which we live and move and have our being. It's there. It's there. But you do have your own will. You may not choose to go about your life under that essence. But when you come to, I'll always think of the prodigal son. When you come to the awareness that this is not you, that you can go home, you can come into the awareness that you are part of the whole, that God is in you, and you live and move and have your being in that spirit. Can I get amen? All right. And another thing, basic principle of unity, is that we're co-creators. Creating our reality through thoughts held in mind. This one really takes some time to get into what Charles Fillmore is talking about us as co-creators. I have people that say, well, I didn't create that. That may be true. But if you're catching thoughts out here from other people, if you're attaching your amen to just any old thing, it could be showing up in your life. Now, if a thought goes across your mind, that's a thought going across your mind. But if you feed it, dig your heels into it, if you give it energy, if you focus on a night or day, you ever have people tell you the same issue over and over and over again? And you pray with them, and they walk away, and you think, oh, wow. And then they come back, and they have that same. You know, we repeat our story sometimes, but when we come into the awareness that we can change a thought, and that thought, remember in the beginning when I said when we send these words and these thoughts out here, they gather energy and bring them to pass? We can change the course just by taking some time to connect with spirit. Let's see, where am I? Oh, my big one. This is my favorite one. Anybody guess what it is? Through prayer and meditation, we align our heart mind with God. We also use denials and affirmations here in unity. The denial is not that it's not happening. It's just that it's nothing that you can't move through. It's an appearance. It's temporary. I can't think of a thing in my life that I've thought. You know, as teenagers, we can think some things, can't we? I thought, this is the worst thing. I am just gonna die. But here I am. I've grown through those experiences, and I've found that they're temporary. They don't last. What lasts is what's in my heart that's pure, that spirit, that's love. So, that brings us to, can I get amen on that one? Anybody? Okay. All right. I'm doing good up here. The last thing I want to put out there is the fifth principle. This is the most important one to me. Once you get it in you, what you are, that you're more than just a human being on this planet, that spirit is in you. And you know, that's not going to come overnight unless you're taking the time in prayer and meditation. Nobody can teach you about what's in you, about that power and that energy. You have to take time to feel it, to focus on it, to know it's there, to know that activity is moving through you. So the fifth one is through thoughts, words, and actions, we live the truth we know. In other words, like we're going to talk about next week, walk the talk. We walk the talk. We get an understanding. We let wisdom unfold in us. And then we take that power and we walk the talk. Now, by walking the talk, that means I'm going to embrace the oneness of all beings. When I hear these news stories, I'm going to take some time and see through the appearance of what's happening down to the truth of the matter. We are all one. We're connected. We move in spirit. Whether we turn our awareness to that or not, it's still happening. And once we collectively come into that awareness, our world will make remarkable changes. Now, I know you're sitting there saying, hey, I don't know, I don't see it. I do. I'm holding that vision. That's the truth. We are peaceful beings in truth. And I'm looking through the appearances until that unfolds. And maybe it won't be in my lifetime right now. But you know what? We're all moving to that common goal. It may not look like it, but we are. And we embrace that oneness in love and in peace. One more time. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. So just a few of us in this room, if we go forth, we can make a ripple. We can make a difference. We can, just by not preaching to anyone, but by what? Being. By your actions. By if someone in traffic cuts you off, bless them. Now, you might have to practice that a while, but it works. It works. All right, so let's take some time. Let's take some time in prayer. And let's begin this time of prayer by affirming together the Lord's prayer as given to us by Jesus Christ. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Yes. So let's take a deep breath. I want you to take a deep breath and bring your focus inward in your own being. Today's daily words message was journey. We want to make this inward journey. We want to journey deep from our head, which is the throne of intellect, down into our hearts, a place of pure knowing and being. To begin our spiritual journey, we journey to where we know that the truth is God is. And because God is, I am. And so we breathe that in, knowing that we are part of the whole, that there's no separation from us and anyone else we may encounter out here today. The difference between us is that we know the truth. We know we are one. And as we make this journey a little deeper inward, connecting with spirit, stepping over that threshold of our inner chamber, we enter into a time of peace and quiet and tranquility. We enter into a time where we can just be the spiritual beings we were created to be. We know this on a very deep level in our hearts. Yes, the one presence and the one power is moving through us, not as a person, but moving through us as energy. Energy filled with possibilities. Energy filled with wanting to express through us the spirit of the one who created us. So, in stepping over into our inner chamber, we can take a few moments to just relax in the quiet, to let go, to surrender to all that is within. And as we do so, we settle down into the essence of unconditional, pure love. And we do so right here, right now, in the quiet. God is. And because God is, I am. I live and move and have my being in God, in the essence of all that energy. God is. Therefore, I am. And I claim my spiritual identity by saying amen to all that I am within. Dear God, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful to come together, to lift one another up, to experience the vibrations of your spirit moving throughout this room. And so for this, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. And let the church say, Amen. Amen.